not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is the last show of the week, by the way. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. And anyway, I just want to tell everybody, I wish all my listeners a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And if you're traveling, safe travels. Be careful out there. And it's a little chillier now. It's 74 degrees at Granville, 47 degrees at Arnett, 51 at Alva, 44 out in Hooker, out in the Panhandle. And out here in East Texas, Panhandle, we have Lipscomb at 48, 45 at Miami, 44 at McLean, 52 at Wellington, 62 at Childress, 67 at Odell. So today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. And if you're watching on Facebook or on our website, check out what I'm getting ready to give away. A six pack of beef sticks. You guys are going, he's going to give some beer away. No, I'm not. The Taylor Ranch Premium Beer. Now I've got myself saying Taylor Ranch Premium Beef Jalapeno Cheddar Beef sticks. Snack sticks is what they are. Here's the beef, and they are really good. So here is the question. Mr. Taylor always sends them to me. Where is he at? Okay. The New World screwworm was observed in Panama in 2022. And everybody listen up. You want one of these beef sticks. And has been making its way northward towards the United States. What is the northernmost country that it has been found in? Send me your answer, your name, and I'm going to take the fifth person to send in an answer. It's the correct answer. The fifth one, it's got to be correct. Here's the question again, and the text line is 580-225-9697. The New World screwworm was observed in Panama in 2022 in cattle and has been making its way northward towards the United States. What is the northernmost country that it has been found in? But that. Also, some other good news coming up. I am working on getting some of these Taylor Ranch beef sticks, some OCA stuff, some Great Plains gloves, some Wheeler General Store. We're going to get some of the prizes up to KWFX 100.1 in Woodward so everybody can participate and go buy and win prizes. This is some good stuff these people are, my sponsors have been giving me here lately. So anyway, we're working on that, everybody. All right. Hobart Farm and Garden, one of my favorite shopping places in Western Oklahoma, was broken into last night. So I'm not sure that they're open yet because the police was been in. I don't know what was stolen. I know nothing. All I know is they were broken into last night, and the law is there working on seeing what happened, all that good stuff. And I'm sure they got to take inventory, see what all's missing. And I want to bet $5 that thief was caught on camera. What do you guys think? Anyways, that's we're working on that right now. And anyway, they're not open as of a couple hours ago. And when it changes, if somebody lets me know, we'll see how that's going. Also, rumors have it that the Cotton King and the Cotton Killer are having lunch together today. That's Jimmy Rhodes and Britton Parsons. That's what I hear. Can you imagine those two lunch together? How loud it would get? Somewhere down there in Washita County is all I know. All right, let's see what happened in our big world of agriculture. You're going to go agriculture. Soybean and corn futures were higher in overnight trading on continuous signs of demand for U.S. ag products. Exporters sold 454,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, part for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year that started on September 1st, and some delivering for the following year, according to the USDA in a report Tuesday. The following sales last week, that follows sales last week of 198,000 metric tons of soybean to John Doe country, a separate sale of 198,000 tons to China, 135,000 tons of oilseeds to a John Doe destination, and 133,000 tons of soy meal to the Philippines. U.S. exporters have shipped 17.4 million metric tons of soybeans and 9.33 million tons of corn to overseas buyers since the start of the year. Marketing year, that is, September 1st. That's up 12% and 31% from the same period a year earlier. That's pretty good. Importers have agreed to purchase 31.6 million metric tons of soybeans in the current marketing year. That's up 9% from the same time frame last year. And 31.4 million tons of corn. That's 39% up from year over year. Soybean futures for January delivery rose 5.75 cents to $9.89 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up 20 cents to $2.91.60, and soy oil fell 0.19 cents to 42.45 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery were up 1 cent to $4.29 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 5.25 to 5.52 and 3/4 cents a bushel. In Kansas City, that was in Chicago, and Kansas City futures lost 3.75 cents overnight to 5.55 a bushel, and it don't look good since then either, according to what I was looking at the updated market earlier. Soybean seed production in China is expected to fall in the 24-25 marketing year, while corn seed output will be mixed, according to the USDA. Production of soybean seeds is forecast at 1.12 million metric tons, down 3% year over year, amid smaller planted area, according to the data from the China's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs shows. Soybean seed at planted area dropped 5% to 400 and about a million acres through a yield increase of 2%. Pretty much what was going on in China. And then light rain and snow flurries are expected in parts of central Kansas this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. Some light snow is expected on Saturday in eastern Kansas and central Illinois. Meanwhile, a mixture of rain and snow was forecast for the region starting today and lasting into the night. Anyway, it's already getting chilly here. Let's see. What else is going on? Deer season. Man, there's some big old deer being rehomed this year. I've seen Quentin Snodgrass, his son Reed, shot a double-beamed one on one side. Beautiful deer. That's a once-in-a-lifetime deer as far as I'm concerned. And then my buddy Gary Ripto's daughter shot a really nice one down in somewhere along the river. Lots of big deer being shot this year. Anyway, you can send your picture in to 580-225-9697 if you want to today. Again, the question I asked for this six-pack of beef sticks is the New World screwworm was observed in Panama in 2022 and has been making its way northwards towards the United States. What is the northernmost country that it has been found in? 580-225-9698. 9697-98 wrong. That's next door. 9697 for a six-pack of Taylor Ranch Premium Beef Jalapeno Cheddar Beef Snack Sticks, Hickory Smoked, and Colored Case. And they're really good. I've had them. Very good. Very good. All right. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we'll have your Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market Update.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for November 22nd, 2004. Head were sold. 5 head of steers at $436 brought $362.50. 4 at $450 brought $356. 12 at $504 brought $316. 8 at $578 brought $285. 9 at $701 brought $257. 6 at $781 brought $244. 5 at $939 brought $222. 13 head of heifers at $437 brought $301. 11 at $540 brought $272. 8 at $581 brought $262. 3 at $632 brought $233. 9 at $725 brought $235.50. 11 at $782 brought $217. Butcher cows were 30 to 136. Butcher bulls brought 12 to 144. Bred cows $1,300 to $2,725. Pairs brought $1,950 to $2,850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6. Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale ever to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Are you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. It's Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. Take 120 nights to love it or your money back. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, for you people that don't know this, Britton Parsons has been promoted. He's into sales now. He's not going to be the person out there plying your chemicals and your fertilizer and all that stuff. So he has a promotion. Congratulations, Mr. Britton. According to the Cotton King, he is a really close and personal salesman. So you guys check it out. Anyway, better stop there. Odell, Texas, here's your ag weather update for out there in Texas Panhandle. 67 degrees, humidity's 44, dew point's 44. The winds are out of the northwest at 29 miles an hour. Gust up to 34. Peak wind gust so far today, 46 miles an hour. 8.45 inches of rain so far this month. And month's about over. It's still a really good total, for especially for November. No sub-freezing or red flag minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 56 degrees down there at Odell, south of the Red River. All right, let's check out some market overview. The Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. December corn, 418 down 2. March is 428 up a quarter. Soybeans for January, 987 up 3 3/4. March is 996 up 2. Soybean meal, December, 292 up 390. January, 296.60 up 520. Soybean oil's down for December at 40.83, down 176. And here's wheat. Hard red winter wheat, December 530, down 20 1/4. March is 545, down 13 1/4. What's going on with wheat? What the heck? All right, let's see. Cotton for December, 73.70 up 33. Oil, West Texas type. January, 68.33, down 44. February, 67.95, down 49. Natural gas, January, 326, down 0.20. The NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow, all in the red today. Here's a positive. Live cattle's up. December, 187.92, up 102. February, 188.52, up 82. Feeder cattle for January, 258.75, up 65. March, 257.17, up 70. Lean hogs, December, 82.50, down 60. Let's see here. Okay, you guys ready? I have a winner for the Taylor Ranch beef sticks. The U.S.-Mexican border is temporarily closed to live cattle imports after the New World screwworm was detected in Mexico. On November 25th, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service held a meeting to discuss the U.S. response to the news of a single case of New World screwworm found in a cow in Mexico. U.S. and Mexican officials are working closely together, but the border has been temporarily closed to live cattle imports. Our priority is to ensure there's no risk to our domestic industry, followed by a goal of reopening the border as soon as possible, said Dr. Michael Watson, administration of the APHIS. In September, work had already begun on protocols in event the New World screwworm was found in Mexico. Those protocols have been reviewed with Mexico for their understanding and will be made public once finalized. Points of protocol, Dr. Burke Healy, I think that's how you say that, senior leader for policy and operations for APHIS shared protocol, will likely be include pre-export inspections by Mexican veterinarians overseen by the SENASICA, which is equivalent of the APHIS of the USDA deal, before allowing cattle imports to resume. The inspections will make sure appropriate logs accompany the animals coming in and leaving the facility. Cattle are treated with ivermectin. There's a 7-day quarantine period. What do you guys think about that? Do you trust? I don't mean to be negative here, because I know there's some good people in Mexico. Would you trust, with all the corruption with the cartels and the government and all that, would you trust all the Mexican veterinarians? Would you? So, I'm just wondering. Upon passing inspection, cattle will again be inspected by U.S. officials along with additional inspections for tuberculosis and ticks. The cattle will be dipped and then presented to cross the border. Haley says federal inspection sites will focus on ports in Chilicahua and Sonora. Those five ports are on the Mexican side, so those inspections and all the protocol are taking place in Mexico and not on U.S. soil. The ports in Texas will be considered for reopening once the protocol details have been finalized and are working as expected. Let's see here. Cristobal Stepada, regional manager for the North America for APAS, says U.S. and Mexican officials maintain a close working relationship and that communication is key in this situation. Mexico has previously instituted three federal inspection points at strategic locations where cattle come into the country near the border with Guatemala and other areas. All animals are downloaded and inspected for wounds visually and through detector dogs. They spray with an insecticide and receive ivermectin. The system works. That's how it was picked up. Mexico has not completed its investigation, but it acknowledges the infested cow might have been imported from Guatemala. While the timeline from reopening trade is estimated to be at least 3 weeks, it's quite possible it could extend into January, as Mexico typically closes ports for 2 weeks during the Christmas and New Year deal. Oh, anyway. What do you guys think about that? I see we're supposed to be, you know, I don't have an issue with us getting cattle from Mexico because it's been going on for years and it's part of our dream agreement, our trade agreement. But this cow come from Guatemala, not Mexico. What's going on there? They're trying to sneak in some cattle on us. It sounds like they caught it, though, which is a good thing. So hopefully between the USDA and the Mexican version of the USDA, they do a good job. We don't need any more issues with that. You know, good thing a lot of our cattle are treated with ivermectin on a yearly deal. Now, like me, I have three groups of cattle, and we don't have any worm issues yet. Any kind of worm issues, we take samples in, manure samples, and get them checked, and we don't have any problems with worms. But one of these days, we're probably going to have to reworm them. Just trying to not overworm the cattle is what we're trying to accomplish out there. So, I don't know. Here's some of the answers I got from... I got Cuba was one of the answers to the Taylor Ranch question. The United States, Guatemala, that was a pretty good guess. It was on the other side of the border there in Mexico. Somebody said the United States. Our winner said Mexico, and another person, Mexico. So, they, let's see here. I got a picture of a, ooh, looky here. That was a nice buck, black powder buck. Who was that? Peyton Hadley? Is that... Quinn's bow buck, black powder, then rifle buck. All right. Anyway, nice. There must be some more pictures here I didn't see. Okay, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, we'll have more news in agriculture. And the penny news is out of day early, guys. You need to get it because we're going to discuss what I found in there. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
I'll use myself as an example. I go in there, I need oil filters for my tractor or something like that. I'll get the oil filter, whatever I need, any greases for lubing everything up. If I need some electrical fittings or any type of nuts and bolts to fix something that's broke, I can get it there. Any penetrating oils, I mean, just anything that you need, we can get, we have, or we're going to get for you for any type of agriculture or oil field or just working on something around the house, whatever you need. The other three owners, myself, Ronnie Redd, Casey Miller, Brock Kalk, we're all local guys, been here almost all of our lives. We put back into the community. We love Elk City. When you buy through us, you're buying from somebody that's putting it back into the community instead of going to some big corporate office somewhere out of state. We invest back into schools. We sponsor stuff all the time, different sports and just whatever. Camrock is the name of the company. We've got what you need for your agriculture or oil field industry, whatever you need. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJs is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cotton King just sent me a video of the cotton killer eating French fries. Careful when you're with the Cotton King. He'll get you in trouble. If you don't believe me, ask me. All right, let's check out some weather in northwestern Oklahoma. I'd been to Woodward in a while and some weather. Let's check it out. Currently, it's 51 degrees. All right, let me refresh that. I thought they were already in the 40s. Nope, 51 degrees. Dew point's 33. Humidity's 49. The wind's out of the north at 17 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 23. 10-day rain total, 2.21 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil. Temperature, 47 degrees. Sunset tonight at 5:23. That means do not fire a shot out of your deer rifle after, what would that be, 5:53? That's it. You're done. Not 5:54, 5:53. Mostly cloudy and 48 today. Mostly clear and low tonight of 26. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny and 46. So cooler weather is in. Be good deer hunting the next few days. Anyway, getting ready to try. We're going to turn some cattle out on some Tweety Cow today. Hopefully the tumbleweeds don't short the hot wire out. What's you guys' favorite? I'll tell you what. I just seen these over here. I'm wanting to give some tickets away. And I know a lot of people like Scotty McCrary, and he's coming to Sugar Creek Casino next Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday, December 7th. I'll give a couple pairs of tickets away. What is your favorite type of fence charger out in the open, away from electricity? Do you like the ones with the battery hooked up to it? Or you like solar power? What's your favorite type of fence charger? Text in your answer to 580-225-9697 with your name. I got some free pairs, a couple pairs of tickets to go see Scotty McCrary at Sugar Creek Casino, December 7th. Remember what, you guys remember what day December 7th was famous for? If you don't, you need to go back to school. It's an important day in American history. Text in your answer, 580-225-9697 with your name, and I'll give you some free tickets. What's your favorite kind of fence charger? Let me know. What do you prefer? No right or wrong answer here. Okay. Well, my nomination for agriculture secretary on Trump's little board, he wasn't picked. But guess what? I kind of like the one he did pick also. The president-elect says Brooke Rollins will spearhead efforts to protect farmers. The Trump administration veteran brings a raft of conservative credentials to the role. Let's talk a little bit about her. And you're more than welcome to text in your comments to me what you guys think about it. President-elect Donald Trump has tabbed Brooke Rollins to serve as Secretary of Agriculture. In a Saturday social media statement, Trump praised Rollins for her work during his first term in office, the work including serving on Trump's 2016 Economic Advisory Council and directing both his Domestic Policy Council and Office of American Innovation. Rollins also served as Trump's assistant for strategic initiatives. Brooke's commitment to support the American farmer, defense of the American food self-sufficiency, and the restoration of agriculture-dependent American small towns is second to none. I wondered about that, because, man, if you drive through some of these communities, I don't want to pick on any of them, but there's quite a few of them in western Oklahoma. It's just sad to see, you know, some of them, the elevators, the co-ops are going, some of them aren't, or that's the only thing in that town. It's just sad to see the communities between Wally Worlds and online shopping. It's sad to see it going. But I see a few communities that the downtown areas are slowly picking up, and that's good news. Trump's decision to nominate Rollins for Ag Secretary comes as something of a surprise. Less than 24 hours earlier, reports indicated that President-elect intended to nominate former U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia. However, he wasn't included in a Friday round of, or her, she wasn't included in a Friday round of nominee announcements that sparked rumors Trump might be considering someone else for the USDA's top job. Rollins is the chief executive for the American First Policy Institute. It's a right-leaning nonprofit founded in 2021 to advance Trump policy priorities. The organization worked closely with the Trump campaign. Rollins herself was reported under consideration to be Trump's chief of staff, ultimately awarded to Susie Wells, a behind-the-scenes operative, while widely respected by the Trump campaign staff. The nominee hails from Glen Rose, Texas, a small town about 50 miles southeast of Fort Worth. Rollins left town to earn an ag science degree from Texas A&M University. That point was noted by Josh Cackle, president of the America Soybean American Soybean Association, who says he looks forward to working with Rollins on priorities like biofuels, biotechnology, and trade. We appreciate that Rollins holds a degree in agriculture development and grew up on a farm. That's important to me. We need somebody working that's the head honcho at the USDA that at least knows what a farm is. I mean, do you guys know where milkshakes are? You know what kind of farming operation that milkshakes are made at? And do you know what kind of farming operation or what cattle that chocolate and strawberry milk comes from? See, she knows. She knows it's made not on the farm. So anyway, this is good. Let's see here. After receiving her bachelor's degree, Rollins went on to earn a law degree from the University of Texas. Before joining the Trump administration, she led the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which promotes conservative policies in the Lone Star State. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue, I think I said that right, says he's hopeful Rollins understands the important role family farmers and ranchers play in supporting the nation's economy. He notes that if Rollins is confirmed, she will begin her tenure at a time when family farmers and their communities face historic challenges, including soaring input costs, difficult market conditions, extreme weather events, and the ongoing need for certainty of a five-year farm bill. We are eager to collaborate on solutions that ensure farm markets, fair markets, a robust agriculture economy, and vibrant rural communities. Together, we can advance a stronger future for agriculture and rural America. Those sentiments were echoed by Mike Seifert, president of the National Grain and Feed Association, who says he's excited to partner with Rollins and the entire Trump team. I'm confident she will bring valuable insight to the issues important to NGFA members in the entire food and agriculture chain. Anyway, I think she's a good pick. I believe she'll be a good pick. My personal take on this whole deal in the USDA, not on the local level, not on the state level, but on the farm, the national level, I get to read this stuff about this stuff every day, whether I talk about it on the show or not. And what I've seen in the last 2-3 years, maybe 4, and I'm not picking on the Biden administration. I'm just talking about what's happening in the USDA in the last 3 or 4 years. There's been a lot of money wasted, as far as I'm concerned, on global warming, climate change. I'm not saying we don't need to work on the climate change. You know what I'm saying? The climate has the climate changes every day, has been since whenever. We all know that. I think they're putting a lot more emphasis on it than needs to be. The cows farting is the biggest joke I've ever heard in my life. Causing greenhouse gases. Sure they do. Do they take in consideration the horses, the buffalo, the deer, the elk? The old men that didn't eat the right stuff at lunch, like what's going on at Cordell right now. But I mean, they're picking on cattle. They're not picking on everything. They're picking on cattle, which is one of the best meals out there for people to eat, is red beef, meat from beef. I think they just spent a lot of money on, and you know, I know colleges like K-State, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Colorado, Purdue, Kentucky, they all get a lot of money from the USDA to study things. But some things just don't need to be studied because it's common sense. And to improve, I know there's different categories of climate change. I don't know. Just I see millions and millions, 200 here, 600 million, 500 million here. Why not work on trying to get our inputs down, or maybe try to get our grain prices, like cattle price. Cattle prices are where they need to be right now, and they need to stay there, period. They need can go any higher. They can go higher if they want to. But right where the cattle prices are now is where they should be. And grain prices, corn, rye, wheat, triticale, all the soybeans, they all need to be up there. Corn, cash corn right now is three something. Wheat dropped 20 cents a day. Wheat should be $10 a bushel. Soybeans should be $15 a bushel. And then those input costs don't look so bad. So, I don't know. They just need to work on getting our input costs either down or getting our grain prices caught up to where they need to be. That makes sense? I hope it does. I'm rattling probably, throwing crap out there I probably shouldn't talk about on the air. It's coffee shop talk stuff. But think about what it is. So, all right, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall. In Elk City.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Do oil field companies have accounts with you, with the tire shop?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of times their travel is in rougher terrain. So they need a little bit different set of tires, a lot of heavier tires. We keep majority of those in stock. A lot of oil field companies come to us for tires because we carry them in stock and they're always a heavy apply, you know, what they're needing. Because most of the time when oil field companies need them, they've waited till the last minute or they've traveled on a job and got back and realized my tires are that bad, but I'm going back out on another job tomorrow. I don't have time to order them. Most people can wait a day, but a lot of times they can't because the next day they may be in Illinois. They need them now. So we keep a big majority, and that's the reason we get a lot of their oil field business. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
The big Black Friday sale is on at the Lipscomb family of dealerships. Get great big limited-time discounts right now on new trucks and SUVs. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If you can drive it and it's made in the USA, then we're selling it for less at our six Lipscomb dealerships in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Good people and great big deals during our Black Friday sale. Now through the end of the month.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I love my listeners. You guys have some really cool responses. We'll get back to that right after this. All right, let's go to Altus, maybe Oklahoma, if it'll change for me. Altus, Oklahoma, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Anybody know what's going on at Hobart Farm and Garden? Are they still shut down? 59 degrees at Altus right now. 44 is the dew point. Humidity is 57. The winds are getting it out of the north, northwest at 25 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 30. 1.85 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil. Temperature, 52 degrees. Sunset at 5:27. Breezy and 66 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 35 with winds north. Out of the north, 14 to 20 with wind gust up 25. Tomorrow, not so bad on the wind. Thanksgiving Day, 50 degrees and mostly sunny. How about that? You guys got to hear some of these text messages. I had an owner of a local feed store tell me to prevent bloat in cattle on wheat pasture, just put some soap in the water trough and don't waste money on bloat blocks. I tried it and now my calves fart. It looks like they're one of those bubble machines you see kids running around with at the state fair. That's actually awesome. Let's see here. Maybe Elon Musk will help on the green and keep the beef a coming. Let's see here. They are saying the doe population is, say this is, okay, I got this question. Deer hunters are complaining about not seeing the deer out west and northwest. Do you have any information on the deer population? I'm going to get you some, and because it says this is Ray Shones, they're saying the doe population is scarce. I call bull on that, Ray. I see does everywhere. Everybody's complaining about the does. Beckham County, Roger Mills County, somewhat in Greer County, I think, and up in Northwestern. If you look at, if you go to that website on ODWC, you can go county by county. All the counties out west, except maybe Jackson County and Harmon and Greer, all counties in western Oklahoma have high numbers right now of buck and doe kills. From what I see, that's all I can get you. And if you're listening, I'll send you that address. Let's see here. What else we got going on here? All right. So here's some of the popular hot wire hookups. Gallagher Solar with battery pack, American Farm Brand from Tractor Supply, Gallagher Battery, Solar, my favorite is Solar, and on, some more stuff. All right, the penny news came out a day early, so go get it. What the deal? They have inserts in there from Atwoods and Cabela's. Well, in Atwoods, something, then this is the Black Friday, this is all Black Friday sales stuff. And at Atwoods, it looks like it's a 3-day sale starting November 29th. They're opening at 6 a.m. because they're closed tomorrow. This one caught my attention. Let me open it up here. If you're in the market for a rifle, hang on with me. Let me find it. Where was it at? It was a hot item for sale. Oh, I don't remember where it is. Bear with me a second here. Yes, right here. The Black Ring Ordnance, the AR-style semi-automatic rifle. It's a 223 5.56. Normally $1,500. Now $1,000. That's $500 off. And there was something else here that caught my attention. Log splitter. Normally $1,200. Now $900. That's a pretty good buy. And they had some Carhartt jackets, Rain Defender hoodies that are usually $54 to $60, $35. Everybody likes waterproof stuff. There are all kinds of good stuff. You'll have to check out the insert from Atwoods. And also, there's a Cabela's Black Friday and Bass Pro insert in our Penny News this time. All kinds of sweet buys going on in there, so you'll have to check that out. The one that did catch my attention was the Echo Map Ultra 2 106 SV. You guys remember those numbers? It's a live scope bundle. Normally almost $3,700, $2,500. Live scope is the way to go. Anyway, check out the inserts and the Penny News. I call bull on the deer population as well. I had 25 doe at my feeder opening evening. There you go. All right. Some more stuff from Trump. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I want to put you guys in a good mood, let you listen to this stuff. Trump says he will impose a 25% tariff on imports from Canada and Mexico until they clamp down on drugs, particularly fentanyl, and migrants crossing the border in a move that would appear to violate a free trade deal. All right. President-elect Donald Trump on Monday pledged big tariffs on the United States' three largest trading partners, Canada, Mexico, and China, detailing how he will implement campaign promises that could trigger trade wars. Trump, who takes office January 20th, said he will impose a 25% tariff on imports from Canada and Mexico until they clamp down on the drugs and the illegals coming across the border. Trump separately outlined an additional 10% tariff above any additional tariffs on imports from China. It was not entirely clear what this would mean for China, as he has previously pledged in China's most favored nation trading status and slapped tariffs on Chinese imports in excess of 60%, much higher than imposed during his first term. What do you guys think about that? There's all kinds of ways to look at that. He's wanting to put more manufacturing in the United States. I understand, because the trade deficit between us and the United States or the China, it's not even close. The U.S. is sucking on that deal. He's wanting to build more manufacturing or bring more manufacturing back to the United States. I don't see it happening. And this is the reason why I don't see it happening. There's not enough people in the United States to open these manufacturing companies back up. There's already short. Look around here. There's not enough people to, there's help wanted everywhere and they can't hire anybody, or there's some other issues with this person that can't go to work for them, blah, blah, blah. I could go on for ever on that. I don't know. We don't have enough workforce. Everybody's going to, we don't have enough plumbers. We don't have enough electricians right now. Vocational schools, their enrollments are coming up on those trades, but they're not in the workforce yet. We'll see how it goes. Trump could be counting on the threat of tariffs to prompt an early negotiation. I knew I could say it. Of the USMCA, a former president of the National Foreign Trade Council said, William Reich, this strikes me more as a threat than anything else. He said, I guess the idea is that you keep hitting them in the face, eventually they'll surrender. Mexico's lower house leader, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, a member of the ruling Morena party, urged the use of institutional mechanisms to combat human and drug and arms trafficking. Trump's announcement sparked a dollar rally. It rose 1% against the Canadian dollar and 1.6 against Mexican peso, while shared markets in Asia fell, as did the European In early trade, S&P futures were a little changed, so that was when this was announced. I don't know. Interesting stuff going on, and he's not even in office yet. I bet the old executive pen comes out, and I bet he knows what he's signing to. Anyway, I want you guys, again, to have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, and enjoy Black Friday. Hope you shoot a big buck, too. Make sure you shoot plenty of does. Also, at Route 66 over Sayre, they're taking in deer for donations at $10 a pop. Remember, they have to be properly tagged when you bring them in there. They have to still be tagged. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.
Number one for new country.